everyone. Thanks for joining us today for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. I'm going to share a little bit of an article with you by Elder Jarrett W. Gong from the LDS Church, and it's talking about perfectionism and how to free yourself from perfectionism. So I think at one time or another, probably all of us have faced the pressure to be perfect in one aspect of our lives, or maybe every aspect of our lives. And if you've ever felt this way, you know that it can be very weighing. It feels heavy, and you feel as though you can never really measure up. Well, a big key to freeing ourselves from perfectionism and the need to be perfect is understanding the Savior's love and how it can really help us let go of all of that self-imposed, incorrect, and unrealistic expectations of what perfection is. Such understanding allows us to let go of the fears that we are imperfect and understand that everybody makes mistakes, and not be so concerned about not being good enough or comparing ourselves to other people. Well, the Savior really freely gives his love and helps us become more forgiving and less judgmental of others and ourselves as well. The word perfection is often misunderstood to mean never making a mistake. So perhaps you or someone you know is trying really, really hard to be perfect in this way, never making a mistake in any part of their lives. But perfection like that is always out of reach because we're human and we make mistakes. Despite our best efforts, that can leave us feeling anxious and discouraged, exhausted, maybe even feeling worthless. Well, we unsuccessfully try to control our circumstances and the people around us, and we fret over weaknesses and mistakes. And in fact, the harder that we try, the further we may feel from the perfection that we're trying so hard to get to. Let's talk about the areas of perfection that you may experience. Maybe it has to do with your appearance. Certainly, that's a big part of our society today, where there's a big need to be perfect and look perfect, and people only post the very best pictures of themselves online, and that can be deceiving sometimes and make you feel as though everyone else looks perfect. Why don't you, when you get out of bed in the morning and you haven't brushed your hair or don't have any makeup on? Nobody looks perfect in the morning, no matter what society may make you think. Maybe it has to do with school. Maybe it has to do with home life or your job or friendships. Maybe you're just feeling the need to be perfect in a lot of different ways, in multiple areas. Well, perfectionism can cause a lot of issues. It can cause anxiety, procrastination, discouragement, sleeplessness, self-justification, depression. Those feelings can crowd out peace and joy and the assurance that our Savior wants us to have. Another serious dimension of perfectionism is to hold unrealistic and judgmental standards for others. So if you tend to be a perfectionist in your own life, you probably project that onto other people as well. Well, those feelings, we've learned, really deny or limit us in the blessings of the Savior and his love in our lives. And for an example, single young adults may make a list of desired qualities in a potential spouse and may be holding out on marriage for a really long time because they have these unrealistic expectations of what the perfect companion is. So maybe a sister or a young woman is unwilling to marry somebody or consider dating a really great guy who falls short of all the things on her list. Maybe he isn't planning to be wealthy. Maybe he's choosing a career path that isn't going to make him a lot of money someday. Or maybe he, you know, didn't serve an LDS mission. Or maybe he admits to some past sins in his life that he's been able to work through since then, but that was maybe not on her checklist of things that she wanted in a spouse. Or maybe on the flip side, there's a young man who won't consider dating a worthy young woman because she doesn't fit his unrealistic profile, or she's not a beauty queen or a swimsuit model, or maybe she's not real good with money. She's not a very sophisticated person with her budget. Or maybe she too has had some problems in her past that she's been able to since work through, but that sort of makes her less desirable. Well, we've learned that we should consider the qualities we desire in ourselves and a potential spouse, and we should maintain our highest hopes and standards. But if we are humble, we will be surprised by goodness in unexpected places, and we may create opportunities to grow closer to someone who, like us, is not perfect. Well, thank you so much for listening today. I want to share a quote with you by Brené Brown, an author. And it says, "Understanding the difference between healthy striving and perfectionism is critical to laying down the shield and picking up your life. Research shows that perfectionism hampers success. In fact, it's often the path to depression, anxiety, addiction, and problems in life." So thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.